Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland, and here is the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Cathedral in London, named in honor of the flight of the Holy Family into Egypt, as in when the Blessed Virgin Mary, Joseph, and the infant Jesus Christ, they fled to Egypt to escape the massacre of the Holy Innocents that King Herod was perpetrating against baby boys. Anyway, this was built here in 1889. There's obviously a significant Ukrainian Catholic community in London even then. So the Ukrainian Catholics, they have the Pope as the head of their church, but they're Orthodox apart from that. It comes from the days of certainly Western Ukraine as part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And in the 18th century, there's heavy discrimination against those who weren't Roman Catholics. So some of the Orthodox Christians in Western Ukraine, then Austrian territory, said, all right, they would accept the Pope as head of their church. But apart from that, they carried on worshipping the same style. You often say Greek Catholic. Doesn't mean Catholics are the Greek nationality. They mean Roman Catholics who still follow Orthodox worship. Okay, so it's built in 1889, designed by Alfred Waterhouse, who was a renowned architect, built Balliol College, Oxford, and other things. Waterhouse, his brother, was the Waterhouse of PwC. You know, Price Waterhouse Cooper, PwC Global, the accountants firm. Anyway, it's mostly red brick. There's some terracotta bits. I just turned around because I'm trying to cross the road, and it's become a focal point for the Ukrainian community. I remember first noticing it in 2006. So most Ukrainians are Orthodox Christians. There's their autocephalous church, so they're no longer in communion with the Russian Orthodox Church. And Christian Orthodoxy is one of the grounds that Vladimir Putin has given for his illegal and unprovoked invasion of Ukraine, which is absolutely preposterous. So he's trying to save Ukrainian Orthodox Christians by murdering them. There was no danger to them until his country started the war. So there we are. Okay, going a little bit closer, a few steps up. And here's the sign. What does it say? Ukrainska katolicka katedra pyesvatoy skitalnoy choy radina. So there we go. Okay. Can we see anything inside? I'm not sure if it's open right now. So some Ukrainian dignitaries have visited, but the Ukrainian Catholic community, they're often using other buildings for their worship. And sometimes the sort of mainstream Catholic church, yet then use their buildings for worship. So here coming in, probably won't say anything in here. I've never been in actually. So here people speaking Ukrainian there, see some Ukrainian flag, as well as the Union flag, see the iconostasis. Icon is an image in ancient Greek. So images of the Blessed Virgin, of Jesus Christ and so forth. So not very big. People often used to stay standing for worship, but there are some pews there. Services could be very long, like up to 3 hours. Quite a sense to come in and go out after a few minutes. Very musical, the priests effectively sit to sing. Obviously their clergy is allowed to wed, but only men can be priests. So there it is on the corner of Weyhouse Street and Duke Street in Mayfair, London, one of the most shishi areas of London, or late 19th century. So that's 1887, that building. Right, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, georgecalan7@gmail.com. I'm off to Oxford Street, London's main shopping street. So if you ever want to visit this cathedral, come to Oxford Street. The Marble Arch, Bond Street would be the tube stations for it. All right, toodaloo, everybody.